was good, Uncle Hud. Try to top that one. Take your hymn book, and if you can find one, 496. It would be just a shame if we didn't all sing together a little bit. You can sing on the chorus, or you can sing on the verses, and if any of these talented people want to come up here and sing with me, we got a lot of talented people here. And I am honored to sing for my Aunt Lorna. Number 496. Have you all found it? No one ever cared for me like Jesus. To tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared.
Let us pray for ourselves. O God, whose days are without end and whose mercies cannot be counted, awaken us to the shortness and the uncertainty of human life. By your Holy Spirit, lead us in faithfulness all of our days. When we have served you in our generation, may we be gathered with those who have gone before, having the testimony of a good conscience, in the communion of your holy church, in the confidence of a certain faith, and in the comfort of a saving hope, in favor with you, our God, and at perfect peace with the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, And Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers, both this one and the ones of our hearts. And we close this prayer with the prayer that Lorna loves so much, as we use the words that Jesus taught his disciples when he taught them to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Will you stand? Before I give the commendation and you receive the benediction, the family invites you over to the VFW, which if you don't know where it is, just follow where most of the people are going, for lunch. Holy God, by your mighty power you gave us life, and in your love you have given new life to Lorna in Jesus Christ. We now entrust Lorna to your merciful care, and we do this in the faith of Christ Jesus, who died and rose again to save us, and is now alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit in glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. Wherever you go in this life that yet remains to each and every one of us, do so in fond memory of Lorna. Think of yourself. Think of all of us as we walk this life in the name of our Father, as we walk with our brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Messiah, our Redeemer, and as we go from this place in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated.